Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My guest today, Gabe Ben-Simon, co-founder and CEO of One Degree Careers. Gabe grew up in Venice Beach, California, and began his career journey at Cal Poly SLO, where he met his co-founder, Tim, and came back to LA and earned his MBA from USC. Tim Brophy, co-founder of and CEO of One Degree Careers, also grew up in LA area, but unlike many, he knew what he wanted to do from a very early age because of a close family friend who happened to share her career path. Gabe and Tim, I am so excited to have you both on the show today. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having us.
Wow. Okay. I want to dive in into everything, but before we begin, I'm going to start, Gabe, with you. What's the why behind why you guys started One Degree Careers?
Yeah, that's a great question. So went to Cal Poly under the premise of not really knowing what I wanted to do for a career, but my family went through a pretty tough time during the 08 recession. We lost our family business, lost our house, and then my parents ended up getting divorced. And it was a very tough time for the family. And when I asked my mom, what do I do with my career? She said, you should go be an engineer because you'll get a job. And, you know, I went to college in 2009, so there's a lot of uncertainty. So went under that premise, realized very quickly I did not like engineering. So I went into technical sales. And then a few years in to tech sales, I realized, hey, I don't want to be a salesperson the rest of my life. So I decided to go back to school and get an MBA. And it was at USC where I saw, wow, there's so many different career options I didn't know about. But it sucks that I had to get into this institution and pay all this money. I was very fortunate to be in that situation, but many, many people are not. And yet that's the barrier in a lot of times to get access just to know about career paths. So the why for me is how can we break down those barriers to careers and not just any career, but careers that actually don't require college. So high paying, what we call skilled careers that need a certification, but not a 4-year college degree. And a lot of that came from almost a decade in the construction industry where I worked with people in the trades. I grew up as a middle-class Jewish kid in West LA. I did not know many people that worked with their hands, not until I started doing business development in the construction industry and really had an opportunity to learn from folks that are electricians, plumbers, welders, HVAC techs, and saw how well they were doing, not just financially, because they were doing well financially, but how happy and fulfilled they were. Compared to my friends with white collar jobs, a mountain of student loan debt, and not a lot of fulfillment with what they're doing. So that's when I reached out to Tim and say, hey man, I've got an idea for something and I'm curious what your perspective is on this.
Wow, thank you for that. Tim, tell us, so Gabe reached out to you and sort of walk us through through what inspired you. I'm sure Gabe probably convinced you, but I want to hear it from you.
He did. Thanks, Maria. Yeah, so Gabe and I had met in undergrad, and I had a startup in undergrad and then during grad school. And I think at the time I was working in healthcare at Hoag Hospital in Newport Beach in Orange County. And Gabe and I had kind of tossed ideas back and forth over the years. But a lot of them were centered around products and manufacturing based on industrial engineering backgrounds. And none of them had that big social impact that we were looking to make. And when he pitched One Degree to me, it immediately caught my attention because I could see the millions of people that we would be able to help get better lives, help rebuild the middle class, and really strengthen America's core and its economy. For me, on a personal level, like you mentioned, I had somebody in my life that was an industrial engineer early on, and I was fortunate enough to hear from them directly what it was like to work in that career. And that sparked my interest, and I stuck with it through undergrad and grad school. But when I had been working with my dad and another ministry down in downtown LA, I was about 8 to 16 in LA. I met a lot of homeless people that were in that situation because they didn't have a strong career and a way to get into a career. So that was kind of the passion for me. We help people that are looking to switch careers. And a lot of times it's people that have gotten their college degree. Sometimes it's people that haven't, but regardless of their background or situation, that's what really prompted me to be able to build this with Gabe.
That's amazing. Tell us about the journey. What did it take to get one degree started? I mean, just the thought of it, like, as you were talking about the millions of people that you know, the reason why you started, because you could help millions of people. I was just thinking, like, oh my God, like, that's such a challenging undertake, right? Like, how do you start something and then start turning it into a reality and actually helping people? Walk us through that, the journey.
Yeah, I'll start, and Tim, fill in the gaps. Funny timing that you're asking this question, because today is actually our 1 year birthday officially as the company, but this journey began in late 2019. So that's when we first came up with a version of the idea of how do we increase awareness around career paths that don't require college, and how do we scale that? So at the time I was in business school and started talking with some professors about how do I create this platform that really helps bring this information forward to people. And what Tim and I started testing was who's our user and what does this platform look like? And at first, you know, if we're talking about sharing information about careers, the obvious go-to is, well, let's go talk to high schools. They're coming out of high school, and if, you know, they don't want to go to college, let's give them an alternative. And it makes sense. And that's where we started. And we started by reaching out to some professors that we were still connected with at Cal Poly, who connected us to superintendents and principals at three different schools on the Central Coast, where we came in and ran a pilot program. We worked with, I think we worked with about 6 or 8 different students, high school students that were juniors and seniors, over the course of 11 weeks. And our goal was to really understand, how do these students look at their future? How do they look at their career? How do they look at their finances? What's their outlook? What's their mentality? And I would bucket all of this into kind of the user exploration and user learnings part of the process. And what we found was pretty interesting, because two of the schools were in lower income areas and one was in more of like an upper middle class area. So the answers actually correlated to what their own surroundings. So to give you an example, when we ask questions like, how much money do you think rent will cost when you move out of the house? And the lower income students said, well, I probably need $400 a month. Well, where are you trying to live? Los Angeles. And of course, I'm trying to keep my composure, not fall out of my chair going, I don't know, you can get a cardboard box under the 405.
Couldn't that be a bathroom in Los Angeles, maybe?
Maybe.
Just a bathroom.
a half bath. But this answer was very revealing in the sense that a lot of students at that age, and Tim and I were probably in a similar boat, we didn't truly understand how much things cost. On the flip side, we didn't also understand what your income potential is. We asked the same students the question, how much do you want to make a year? And we got answers like, if I made $20,000 a year, I'd be doing well. Yeah. This is really insightful. And we thought, okay, we definitely need to bring forward income opportunity. And we need to talk about this right off the bat, because the upper income students said, hey, I want to do something that really makes me happy. And the lower income students said, I just want something where I can have a stable life. So the incentives and the values were different based off of the demographic. We ultimately decided not to work with high schools in the beginning, because the business model we ended up going with needed a user base that was ready to take action on pursuing a career. So if we're talking to high school students that are juniors, they're 1 to 2 years away from that. Even if they're seniors, they could be 3 to 6 months away from that. And as a startup, we didn't have the runway to wait and see how that would pan out. So that's when we decided, how do we target people who are ready to make a switch? And that started to inform our product and inform our business model.
Pretty genius. You know, it's so crazy. A lot of startups, I mean, I work with a lot of startups, and it's not until, I want to say, year 3 and 4 that they do a full customer analysis and understand the consumer and the user base. So I'm pretty impressed that you guys kind of jumped into that way in the beginning of starting out your, you know, your company. Tim, did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I guess what I would add to that is kind of where Gabe left off, and that's that, you know, we're really focused on helping people that are career switchers or even career starters. So they're usually in their early 20s to late 30s. They realize that they're not happy with what they're currently doing. A lot of them are working hourly wage jobs, maybe above minimum wage, but it's just not a career. It's not something that they're happy seeing themselves doing for their life. And that's where we've really been able to create a process around supporting them. And it's amazing how many people know kind of what they want to do, and they just need that extra support. So we have career guides that, myself included, we spend time on the phone with them, we text them follow-ups, and just having that support process alone gets them from A to Z.
Wow, I wish I had met you guys in my early 20s. I feel like I could have definitely used it. And, you know, I think, you know, looking back at my, I guess, early 20s, I did not have a mentor. And my parents, I immigrated to US when I was 13. And so my parents were in this sort of survival mode to support us and trying to learn English. It was just like, you know, figuring out how to help us was just not in their day to day. They really couldn't, because they were trying to support us and raise kids. And so, and then I remember one day I overheard somebody talking about, you know, international business and business. And that's when I was like, I want to study international business. I want to study business. But again, throughout the whole process, I did not have a clear vision as to what career I wanted to have, what I wanted to do. I just knew that I wanted to do business. And I feel like I spent a few years, if not more, sort of exploring and figuring things out that I could have just, if one degree careers was available, maybe I could have, you know, honed in on something that was a little bit more informative. And at that time, obviously, Google was not as accessible back in those days. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, so who would you say is your ideal target audience now? Is it adults between the ages of 18 to 34? Or, I mean,
yeah, it is. And I just want to make one comment on your story, because it's so relevant to what we're doing. When we were working at the high school, Tim and I dove into a field of psychology called social cognitive career theory. And that's really the study of why people make the career decisions they make. And this, I think this also impacted your journey, because what we found was that 90% of your influence comes from your parents. That's why you hear so many people say, hey, I decided to become a doctor because my mom's a doctor. I decided to become a lawyer because my dad's a lawyer. I decided to become an engineer because my uncle's an engineer. And we saw the same thing in the trades, and that was the only point of exposure that people had. So it keeps people actually in a similar economic state, because that's only their exposure to what is possible for their life. And that's when we said, hey, we got to change this if we want to encourage people to have economic mobility. So to answer your question, our target demographic, our target user is in the 18 to 35 range. And Tim was mentioning before, career switchers. So folks that maybe started a career in their early 20s and realized, like me, this is not the thing for me. I want to do something different. And that also includes folks that don't really have a career. They have a job. And nothing's wrong with this, but it's very hard to start and support a family working an hourly job, like in fast food or at a coffee shop or in food service. People make it work, but that's always going to be a struggle. So a lot of our target audience are actually folks that are coming from that state saying, I want to have more of a stable career that can progress over my life, that I can start making more money very quickly. I've done this for 5 years and I'm kind of over it. I want to do something different.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Now, in terms of one degree careers, walk us through how the user, what type of information the user can expect and what kind of help can they expect to get?
Yeah, so Gabe, if I can jump in on this one.
Yeah, go for it.
So we have a platform, onedegreecareers.com, and mobile app in development currently. And the website offers them 80 plus careers that they can get into as quickly as 3 months. It's not all about the financial side. It's also about connecting them to a career that they're going to find fulfilling, whether that's being an introvert and working solo, you know, computer programming, cybersecurity. Maybe they love talking to people and they want to be a flight attendant. So we have them go onto our website, they'll click get matched, they fill out a basic form, which puts them into our process. And then we actually reach out to them on a one-on-one basis and connect with them, talk through, you know, what they're currently doing, what their goals are in life, where they want to live, what they find interesting, and then to connect them to the best training program near them, whether that's in person or even better, it's nationally an online program because those are more accessible.
Now, going back to high schoolers, I have 2 daughters in high school and we're going through that phase where, you know, we have college nights where they talk about college and they're pressuring them to figure out what their majors are. And it's just so much pressure on me as their mom and my husband, of course, to sort of guide them and help them. And I'm just like, when you said that you decided to shift away from the high schoolers, I was just like, no.
Temporarily.
I'm at a point where I need the help. And I'm just like, but you know, I think, and it's smart of you to temporarily move into a more stable user base, because in order for you to create this, you know, an algorithm that can support everything that needs to be supported for it to be efficient, you need that stable audience, right? But I hope the high schoolers will, you know, have a program for them very soon. But regardless, I'm definitely going to use it for my daughters. But going back to, you know, trying to figure out, and I think one of the challenges that my girls are having is the lack of exposure, Gabe, to your point, you know, they're exposed to attorneys, doctors. I have a lot of friends who come from, luckily, and from different verticals, different industries, and some are very successful, others are okay. And it's funny because I was recently having a conversation with a 45-year-old cousin of mine who was talking about how unhappy he is with his job, and his job pays about $100,000 a year. You know, it's not that bad. But he's just like, it's just something I do to support my family. It's not a career. And I am 45 years old. I wish I could just change careers. And I really didn't know how to guide him with this. I was just like, well, why don't we sit down and talk about all the things you like and then all the things you don't like, and then we can do pros and cons. Where, you know, if I had known about one degree careers, I would have been like, why don't you just go on one degree careers and just look at all the options? So speaking of that, like, so if somebody, a 45-year-old, like my cousin, who's going through maybe a bit of a midlife crisis, you know, I hope not, but yeah, and just wants something more out of his day-to-day job and wants to be satisfied with what he does and happy. So he can come on One Degree Careers. And what are the steps? Is there a fee? Like, how would he sign up to start using the platform?
So, yeah, there's really no fee up front. We want to keep the barrier low. So we've kept it free for users. And immediately the question is, how do you get paid? So we have partner programs, and those affiliate partners will pay us a nominal fee. But we're really focused on being a non-biased source of truth for our users. Our users come first, and part of the process is actually connecting to the best training program, and then, you know, 9 times out of 10, that's the program that we don't have on our platform. and we use that opportunity to introduce ourselves to the business. But for the user, really the process for them is they'll go to the site, they'll explore those 80 plus careers that we have available. Then they select one that's interesting or multiple that are interesting to them, and they click get matched. And that is where they'll give us base information about their name, their email, phone number, and that pops them into our process. And then from there, really the second step is we'll reach out to them within 24 hours and go through that getting to know them phase that we talked about earlier.
That's pretty incredible. Oh my God, I'm so impressed. And I just, wow. I mean, for it to be free, that's clearly you're going to give them, that's amazing.
The only thing I'd like to add to that, is we're not experts on 80 career paths, but what we found, and this is something I picked up at business school, is the best way to get information sometimes is by having a quick conversation. So once they've indicated, hey, I'm interested in becoming a cybersecurity engineer, great, let's connect you with one of our partnering programs. And they might not necessarily be paying us, because most are not. We're again, as Tim mentioned, we're focused on building out this platform for our users first. We will set up a Q&A session where the user can talk with somebody from that school and ask questions like, what does a cybersecurity engineer do on a daily basis? What does that look like? What's a day in the life look like? What kind of companies do you work for? What do I need to learn to get there? What certifications do I need? So a lot of those in-depth questions can get answered, and we're just the connection point to that information.
Wow, amazing. Amazing. And I think that's what's been missing in the marketplace. And everyone's like, yeah, you can Google these things. But yeah, no, it's hard to trust the information that's out there. It's also hard to connect the dots, right? And as a person who's researching what a cybersecurity person does, like, if I reach out to a company that has cybersecurity, like, who's going to pay attention and talk to me? You know, they're going to probably think I'm calling from the competitor's company trying to get information from them, right? There's also that. So sure. I love that. How can our listeners get a hold of you guys? How can they connect and use OneDegree Careers?
Yeah, great question. They can check out our website, onedegreecareers.com. And we are on social media, which I know you'll post in the show notes. But really, our ask for the users, especially in Los Angeles, is right now we're only operating in San Diego. We have plans to expand to the rest of California and the West Coast later this year. We do have a wait list on the homepage of our website. So if you are interested in getting help from us, please fill out that wait list. We are getting ready to kick off our seed round later in the fall. So we're starting to have conversations with new investors. We raised a pre-seed back in January and have seen a ton of growth. So what will help us expand faster is just indication of interest on our waitlist.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to start promoting you guys everywhere so we can get a lot of users and help you guys get even more funding. Thank you. Thank you, Gabe. Tim, thank you so much. You guys are doing amazing work, and definitely what a way to really impact, you know, speaking of social impact, I mean, what a way. Thank you so much. And I hope to have you guys back again soon so we can dive a little bit more deeper into, I want to talk about the technical side of things, right? Like what it took to build this platform, but we'll jump into that at another time. But thank you again for joining me today.
Our pleasure, Maria. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.